From Brick City Labor in Newark, New Jersey, this is the Field Notes Podcast. Today's read, Newark Hauling plus Disposal, Routes, Permits, Donation. Written by Brian Zalewski. Where Newark junk actually goes, transfer stations, donation centers, bulk pickup rules, and the math that lets a flat rate crew clear a garage in an afternoon. Hauling looks like one job. Fill the truck, drive somewhere, dump. The reality is three jobs stacked. Triage, route, paper. The crew that does all three keeps the price flat at $50 per hour per person. The crew that skips the triage hits the dump fee three times in one day. Here is the Newark hauling map. Triage first. Donate, scrap, trash. Every load gets sorted on the property before the truck moves. The piles save real money. Donate. Working appliances, intact furniture, sealed boxes of clothes. Drops free at Big Brothers Big Sisters, Goodwill of Northern NJ, or Salvation Army. The receipt is a tax deduction. We email it. Scrap. Metal goes to a Newark scrapyard, usually nets 5 cents to 10 cents per pound on cast iron, more on copper. The crew never charges back for scrap weight. It offsets the dump fee. Trash. Everything else goes to a transfer station, weighed and billed by the ton. Where Newark trash actually goes, the city of Newark contracts with the Port Authority Solid Waste Network and several private transfer stations. Most residential bulk loads land at one of the Avenue P or Doremus Ave stations. Tipping fees run $80 to $110 per ton for general MSW, more for C&D debris. We pass that through at cost. The receipt comes back, stapled to your job sheet. For e-waste, TVs, monitors, batteries, Essex County Recycling takes household quantities free at the Verona drop-off. We bundle e-waste runs with regular hauls when route allows. Newark bulk pickup is real and limited. Newark Sanitation runs free curbside bulk pickup for residents on a scheduled rotation. It works for a single sofa or a mattress on the right week. It does not work for garage cleanouts, volume cap, construction debris, hazardous waste, or anything that needs to leave today. That is where a private crew earns its rate. Sofa haul math. What a flat rate crew clears in an afternoon. One Newark Friday afternoon, two-person crew, 4 hours, one truck. Garage cleanout, 30 boxes, old tools, paint cans, sealed, dried. One sofa, two chairs, a queen mattress, 10 bags of yard waste, two appliance pickups, a fridge, and a window AC. That is $400 in labor, plus $80 to $120 dump fee, plus a small scrap return. Same job through three separate trips would be $700 plus. The math compounds when you stack the work. Appliance haul guide. Permits plus parking in NYC, NJ city centers. Manhattan and downtown Brooklyn need a posted parking permit for any truck over the local cap during business hours. The NYC DOT issues commercial parking permits in advance. We pull them when needed. The fee is passed through. Most NJ jobs need nothing. The truck parks at the curb. What we will not haul: hazardous, paint that is still wet, used motor oil, asbestos, propane tanks, lithium batteries and damaged devices, biohazards, needles, mold-soaked drywall, raw sewage debris. We refuse the load and route you to a hazmat handler. The honesty is the warranty. Book the haul, pick hauling on the booking widget, drop a paragraph in the notes describing the load, and pick a two-person crew. Same flat rate citywide, Newark, Jersey City, Elizabeth, Brooklyn, and the full service area. That's the field note. To book a crew, head to labor.megabyte.space or call 855-82-LABOR. Flat 50 an hour, per person. We'll see you on the job.